Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. Father in heaven, we know that all things come by your hand. For our correction and for our good, you pursue us, you protect us, and you cause us to prosper, but we are a torn nation, and we ask you to heal us. We are stricken by a deadly virus. We pray that you would bind us up. Gracious God, you have blessed this church. You have blessed your people. You have blessed this nation. In the name of Jesus, we pray that at this critical time, you would not turn your face from us, but forgive our personal and national sins. Hear, O gracious God, the prayers of your people. We pray for Kristen. Be with Kristen and her family members as they mourn the death of her father. May his death be the spark that motivates a deep search for the living God. Holy Lord, each and every family prays for the unsaved and the wayward. Open their eyes and call them back. We pray for Marge, Joan, Gladys, Norman, and all the seasoned citizens that have given so much to our families and communities. Grant them comfort and assurance. We pray for Barb Biette. Grant her relief and comfort this day. Father, we pray for all those that serve and protect. Help us as a nation to honor their sacrifice. We thank you for the gathering last evening. We pray for Bishop Barron. His message is timely and accurate, but most seditious, in that it unmasks the hate for our God, disdain for our Savior, and the fatuous belief that man alone is the answer to all society's problems. Deliver us, Lord, from these insidious beliefs and those that promote them. We pray that the upcoming election will not result in chaos and disruption, but result in the right people at the right time for the right purpose that you and you alone have ordained. O Lord, let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain. All your saints exalt you, O Father, as we stand and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled this promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
All the feasts of the Most High God. Lord Jesus. In this same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. And so, Lord God, bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." He took the cup and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's been poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Door.
give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Give thee peace. Amen.